My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro! Bavaro goes to one knee, genuflex in prayer, as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fans.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Right now on the line is host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Nick, happy week two.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Well, I mean, better than both the New York teams who laid an egg in week
Jets
one.
Jets will be okay.
I don't know if I'm touching this one because you said the Jets should win by 7 or 10, and they very well might, and I hope they do. It's the home opener. Jets coming off a short week, 3,000 miles away, back on the road. Like, yeah, the Jets should win, but to think that the Jets mop them by double digits, I'm not laying that money.
Well, they can mop them by double digits, but what has to happen is, like, Levis has to turn the ball over four times. And the good news is, like, that can definitely happen. Like, it can definitely happen. But I don't know if Levis plays a clean game. And remember, like this is not a made-up quote. Titans head coach Brian Callahan on Monday said, if we had put, this is a real, I had to check to see if this was The Onion. Callahan said on Monday, if we had punted on first and 10 every possession in the second half, we might have won the game.
He did say that. Did you see that? He did say that.
No, I did not see that. Oh, I bet
it's
the game.
It's a great quote.
Yeah. I promise you that it happened and that he said it. So if I don't think it's likely that Levis plays a clean game, but if he does play a clean game, like, it's probably going to be pretty close at the end. But then, like the Jets have Aaron Rodgers and the Titans have Will Levis. It would be a totally, and again, I know everyone knows this, unacceptable beyond belief if the Jets lost this game to Tennessee, whether they cover the four or not.
You know, that's how we started the show, BT, talking about the I want to see a dominant performance from the Jets this weekend. You just want to win, which I understand. But I do think that how the game plays out, regardless of the result, like, there's no way to mince words. If they lose the game, it's going to be ugly come Monday. Like, that we all agree on. But I do think that there could be something. There's more to gain for them in this week, too, where they could have an impressive performance, go out there. And even though the Titans aren't that good, I still would put a lot of stock in a clean, buttoned-up, impressive performance, dominating at least in one area defensively the Tennessee Titans.
I prefer that. I don't know that we get that. I do think that the Jets win. Listen, this is what we discussed since the schedule came out. You see a path to a lot of wins early, really before you get to the Buffalo game, and the Jets, even when they've been really down, they seem to split with Buffalo anyway. So, and that's a primetime game. But, you know, if you win this game, really, for the most part, irregardless of how it looks, unless, again, the defense gets gashed and you win a shootout, which seems completely implausible based with Will Levis being their quarterback. But if, like, the Jets won 31-30, like, I'm coming here Monday saying this defense is just, there's no way it's the same defense.
Right.
That would worry me. Otherwise, bag the win. And then, you know, you start to inch toward Thursday. And, if you go into that Pats game, the Pats, I don't think they're going to be very good. I don't care what they did last week. You get 80,000 Jet fans at MetLife on a Thursday night, souped up and ready to roll with one win already in your back pocket. It's going to sound good.
I'm looking forward to that. Not only, though, is it a big weekend for both the Jets and Giants on Sunday. Hey,
let's go, man.
16 games to go for the Mets, who currently own a postseason spot right now ahead of Atlanta for that third wild card spot in Philly. Like, this is essentially the playoffs now. The playoffs have started. A little different for the Yanks because they're in. We've talked about that, how, like, I know the division is important, and now they're starting to separate themselves a little bit, although they have a series with Baltimore still to be played. But it's different because there's more urgency with the Mets because it's either you're in or out, mm-hmm. as opposed to division, but you still get in. 16 games to go, taking on Philadelphia tonight. This is the playoffs for the Mets, and this is the only thing left that they have to prove. Beat Philly, beat Atlanta. That's it. Everything else they've proved this year. They're better than anybody thought. The pitching has been good. The offense, Lindor, MVP, going to have a good record at the end of it. They need to prove that they can beat the two best teams in their division or be the second best team in their division by beating Atlanta. Philadelphia, Atlanta, that gets started tonight with 3 in Philly.
I'm really excited for this. I mean, I won't say it's going to validate the Mets' season so far because it's almost unfair to them.
No, but it will. It takes it to another level.
In a lot of ways, it will, even if it's not fair because they've played such good ball for so long, for months now. You hate to put it on, three games here, but I just wish you had somebody other. Quintana's going tonight, right?
Yeah, but then they have Severino and Peterson.
And Peterson.
And they lined it up specifically to have Manaea and Severino both pitching in Atlanta, and Kodai Senga is still a possibility to pitch in Atlanta or potentially Milwaukee.
Okay.
And then again, potentially in the postseason. So they've lined it up nice. Here we are. 16 to go.
Yeah.
This is it.
What do you think? All right, so there's 16 to go. The Mets have 80 wins already. If I said to you, Sal, the number of wins required to be a playoff team, first, second, third, wild card, whatever,
what do we have?
What
right
do you
now?
Think
said,
it is?
You said, what are they? They're 80?
They got six. The 80, yep, 80 wins.
I mean, that is unbelievable that they have 80 to go.
With 16 to go?
Yeah. So you're saying not what I think they're going to get, what I think they need to get?
Just give me the total, like the absolute win total that you think it will be will be required to get a playoff.
Think probably 88. I think they should get in with 88.
So if they go 8, I think it should be more than that, man. If they go 8-8 the rest of the way, half of 16 is 8.
Yeah, you're talking about
that's
third.
That's
you're
playing the Nationals three
third
times.
Third team. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you look at the Diamondbacks and Padres already with 82.
No way. Yeah, I think it might be 90 or 89.
All right, but think about it. 90. Oh, yeah, okay, so we're talking about a game difference.
Look at the standings. A game is everything.
Well, also, you're playing the Braves head-to-head. So, I mean, that's three right there. You know, those are going to be impactful games. Somebody's going to have some losses
That's true.
I mean,
I think the D-backs play the Padres without looking at everybody else's schedule or whatever. But still, 8-8, you're not signing up for 8-8,
would
you?
That was a different conversation than what do you think it's going to take to get in. I mean, God, is it going to take 91 wins to get in?
It could take 90.
Well, looking at the math right now, you would think, like, hey, they can't go 500 the rest of the way and get in because that would kind of be backing in. But then what? They're going to go 10-6?
I don't think 8-8 is, like, I don't think 88, which would be
89
8-8.
Will get it done.
Yeah, I don't think 88 is inconceivable that they get in.
Right.
But I don't want to take that chance,
all right,
man.
So 89?
I mean, 88's just not, it's some more breathing room than that.
Will 89 get it done?
89, I'd feel good about. 90, you're a lock.
I just think
go 10-6.
I think it's going to come down to
go 10-6. You got the Nationals three times.
Yeah, I'm not worried. No, I'm not saying they can't do that. You asked me what it would take. Now, if you ask me what I think they're going to do, 2 out of 3 in Philly.
You think that? I think they lose 2 out of 3 this weekend myself.
Really?
I do. I don't like the Quintana. I don't like him being on the hill to start the series.
I mean, possible. Maybe they. I get.
But then I think they bounce back.
What's you have the schedule up there?
I had it. I have it now.
Then in Washington? Where's
that? Then it's Washington right after that.
So 2 there minimum. Maybe they sweep. You know, they'll go 3-3 in these 6 at worst.
Okay, I agree that it's back to with Philly, Ford City.
Split that, let's say.
To me, it's a little dangerous. Then you got three down in Atlanta, three in Milwaukee.
Minimum two out of three
from
Atlanta.
You got to sweep the Nats, dude.
Yeah.
You got to broom them.
I just want the Braves.
But you got to, I hear you, but make sure you sweep the Nats.
All right. Well, either way, we've got a lot to look forward to this weekend.
Yeah,
Yanks and
Sox. Good luck to you, Mets.
Mets and Phils, and of course, Jets and Giants. Hey, have a safe trip. Enjoy it.
I can't wait. I'll see some of you guys down in Tennessee. Let's go.
Don't come back without a dominant dub.
No, I'm going to come back with a dub and a hangover. Don't worry.
All right, thanks to Dove, thanks to Hop, thanks to everybody who called and listened. We appreciate each and every one of you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.